How long will you have her give a speech there? Probably,
however, I don't know, 10 minutes?
5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I was thinking about this, because I was thinking about Christy will have to talk eventually. Christy, you know, she's against that. She very...
I know. She hates to talk, doesn't she?
She hates to have to speak about anything. Yeah. But I was sitting there thinking, all right, Christy could spend some time. She could go down the list. Roma's been with her for years.
Yes.
But I was thinking of all the other helpers that she's had in there. I imagine that
I've got a list of them.
Have you really?
I do.
Wow. So basically, are you gonna steal from Christy and basically start doing her speech?
No,
or something?
I'm not. But I do have a list, and it's quite a lengthy list. I mean, she's had a lot of helpers. She's been open over 36 years, so yeah. She's had a lot of helpers with the store.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Would have started out with I'm presuming Imo.
Yes. Christy was in business with her parents.
Did they ever
in
let,
1980?
I guess it might be something I'll ask Christy eventually, but did they ever let Jim actually inside the store?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure.
They might have just said, Jim, you just stay outside.
Yeah,
you can
probably.
Stay across.
This is the woman.
Stay across the street there doing the hair or whatever you want, Jim. That'll be fine. So who do you have there on the list? You can tell me or don't tell me if you want to save it for her. I'm fine.
Well, Imo, of course. Esther Turner, Elaine Brown, Bernadine Kaiser.
Elaine Brown. I'll stop you when I remember these
people.
Okay. Because
I like Elaine.
I like Elaine. I didn't have friends when I was young, when I was this age. Didn't have friends. Didn't have dates. I had nobody. Tremendously
really?
Lonely. Yes.
No way.
Tremendously alone. Well, actually,
I do not believe that.
My mother hated me, so I didn't buy her anything.
Oh my gosh.
But see, I probably didn't walk into Carnaby Square until it had already been there, I'm guessing 10 years.
Yeah.
And I feel, and Elaine was still in there. I think Imo was gone by then, but Elaine was very helpful. I knew Elaine from the golf course.
Okay.
Elaine would have been Joe's wife at the time.
But right. So they helped. They worked on that, didn't they? The golf course.
Yeah, Joe was the pro.
They ran it.
Yeah,
okay.
Joe ran it for several years.
Oh, good.
Joe ran it for several years. Okay, so Elaine. I don't know the other two people.
Bernadine Kaiser? Oh, Esther Turner.
I don't know Esther Turner and Bernadine Kaiser. Do you?
Oh, I know Bernadine.
Do I?
Yeah, I think so. She is so nice. When Jim and I was open, we used to have a group of women that were there. There were three. Well, Rosemary.
What, you would like going there for
and we go
at a particular
every Saturday.
Time of day?
We would go there every Saturday for lunch, my family and I. And these three ladies would too, and Bernadine is one of them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So she doesn't work there anymore?
No.
Okay.
Nope. Pauline Bruce.
Okay, I knew Pauline.
Emma Reister.
I know Emma. Emma would have been one of her younger helpers.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Emma is
a year older than me.
Yeah, Emma's in her mid-40s.
And we are so young.
That's exactly
right. We were probably 10.
I meant to say mid-30s.
Yeah.
Emma's in her mid-30s.
Emma was 10, I'm sure, when she worked
How
there.
How long did Emma work at the...
I'm not sure.
Wow, I don't... Yeah, see, I haven't started shopping there yet. You're not to a time when I would, other than Elaine, who's there over the years.
Linda Reeves.
Okay, now I saw Linda Reeves, I think. I've shopped in there while Linda.
Brittany Pope.
Okay, now Brittany. Yeah, Brittany has been in there for whenever I've been in there.
Right. Leslie Parent.
Okay.
Janae McGeehee.
Okay.
Leah Vaughn.
Now you mentioned Leslie. Do you have? Are you going to mention Chris?
Well,
later?
Chris, yeah.
Okay. Well,
Chris
I was going to say you
there.
Skipped Chris.
Well, no, she's late. Well, no.
Oh, she's later.
No,
since
no
she's
I guess
there
she's
all the
now.
Time?
Yeah, I mean, she's now.
Oh, I
Chris
see.
Chris and Roma are currently working for Christy at Carnaby
I got
Square.
You. Who did
These
I
are
miss?
Past people.
Who did I miss?
There's Erin Jones.
No
Linda,
idea who that is.
Dr. Jones's daughter.
No idea who that is.
Oh, come on.
No.
She's manager out at Maurice's.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. See now you're helping.
Okay. Thanks. Linda Spicer.
Okay. I know
and
her.
Melinda States. And Glenda Holman.
Okay. I know most of those people.
Yes.
I know a lot of those people.
Okay.
That's how you get to a point of 35, 36 years, isn't it? They're just all kinds of good help over the years.
Oh, right. You need a variety of good help. I mean, you have the young, you know, these younger and older. I mean, it takes varieties of spice of life, I guess. I mean, you have to... you have to, you know, relate to all generations when you have a business.
So, I've got to ask, Carnaby Square never won, right?
Correct. They have never won.
Was the did she throw money at the committee or
no,
something?
No,
what?
Of course not.
She didn't.
No.
Did she like offer
she
them sweaters?
She was nominated.
Did she offer them sweaters?
No.
So did she even know she was nominated?
No,
probably
I don't
not.
Think
right?
So no. Somebody wrote a letter on her behalf.
Is that
not
right?
On her behalf? But somebody wrote a letter, you know, nominating her.
Yeah.
It was a very nice letter.
So how many folks were ended up being nominated?
Oh gosh. Probably about 10.
I was going to say the last
maybe
time you
12.
Were last
there's
time you were here,
that.
I think there had been a half a dozen
yeah.
businesses.
There
might, that
had
been
probably
nominated.
About 12.
The committee had their hands full.
Yes, it was a hard decision.
Who was on the committee?
I'm not telling you.
That's a secret committee.
It is a secret committee.
I did not realize that was
it's
a
secret committee.
So is it the same committee that it's going to be picking the Citizen of the Year, too, or is that
that's
a different
correct.
Committee?
It's
so this is the same
committee.
Committee.
Yes.
Who's on that?
I'm not telling you, and I'm not telling you who Community Service Award
Have there been
to.
Nominations for Community Service Award?
Yes.
Has that been chosen?
Yes.
Really?
And I'm not, no comment.
You
no comment to you.
You realize you're going to be talking on the radio here for another 30 minutes
I know,
probably.
And I'm going to say, no comment.
The challenge has been thrown. That would just ruin it for everybody, though, if I got you to spill, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no way. Not going to happen.
Especially with 4 weeks till to the big day?
Yeah.
3-4 weeks. When is it? When is the big day?
March 14th.
March 14th. Mm-hmm. All right. That's a Tuesday?
It's a Monday.
That's a Monday.
At 6:30.
Is it always on the same day? Second Monday of March?
I think so.
Okay. Monday at 6:30. That's kind of late, isn't it?
That's the way it was last year.
I'm just asking. Is that going to get in? Is that going to interfere with folks' Wheel of Fortune time?
Well, you know what? We have lots going on at the dinner, and they just need to come check it out. Skip Wheel of Fortune for a night. We're going to have fun.
Really?
Yes. I have some exciting things planned.
Are you going to tell us those?
I am.
All right. Well, I tell you what we'll do. Congratulations again to Christy Horning and all of those folks at Carnaby Square. And I'm glad nobody got hurt in the fireworks.
Yeah, I know, me too. You missed him.
So what'd you do, walk out the door and throw firecrackers at the door? You're like two doors down there on Main Street. Did you make sure that the city was around to help in case you burn anything up?
No. No.
Did you throw fire?
Took matters into my own hands.
Did you throw firecrackers at Christy?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Just at her door?
Just at the door. And above our shop, just show everybody, here it is.
See, now that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I'm talking to Carrie Halbert. She's the executive director. I guess I never did introduce you. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
She's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, as well as something at the retail merchants. What do you with the retail merchants? What do you do there? Coordinator type
yeah,
of?
Yeah, sure. Coordinator.
Something.
Yes.
There you go.
I don't really have a specific title.
I was
going to
say
that.
I didn't think you did.
No,
I don't know. We're going to talk about all kinds of other things. Also, we've got Carrie here until 10 o'clock on WFIW AM and FM Fairfield, Illinois. Also online at WFIWradio.com. Stick around.
Take it, you see. Well, I'm giving up on love.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest this morning is Carrie Halbert. She's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce, and we're talking about what's going on at the chamber. You have a big deal coming up next month, don't you?
The dinner.
Yes.
It's huge.
On. Huge dinner.
Yep.
You said you've got all kinds of new things going on.
Yes.
What's new?
Well,
what's
gonna,
old?
We're going to.
What are we replacing?
Well, we're going to change the menu a little bit.
Hold on.
I know.
Who gave you that authority?
Well, they did.
Can you do that?
Yes, I can do that. And the board thought it was fine.
Okay.
Instead of pork loin.
You got me a little worried now.
We're going to have ham.
Ham instead of pork loin.
We're going to have ham and chicken.
Ham and chicken together? Living together on the same plate?
Yes.
I got to worry. I got to tell you, I'm kind of worried about that.
Oh, it'll be good.
It'll be all right?
It'll be great.
All right. Well, all right, so you got ham and chicken, mm-hmm. plus what?
I think we're going to have some carrots.
Uh-huh. Who's doing it, by the way?
The Community of Christ Church.
Okay. Well, I knew that's where it was, mm-hmm. but I didn't
yep,
know if they were
doing it. Yep, they
do
it, too. They fix it
really they were preparing the food.
Yep.
Okay.
And
dressing?
I don't know. I don't think we'll have dressing.
Brussels sprouts?
Oh, my gosh, I love Brussels sprouts. But I don't think that would go over very well.
Probably not.
No. I love Brussels sprouts.
You are
so
insane.
Good. They're so it's a vegetable that I just started liking not long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I tried to make my family eat them and they
Wait a minute. So hold on a second. So you started eating Brussels sprouts and enjoying them like
yes.
in your 30s.
40s.
In your 40s.
Yeah.
That recently.
Yeah, the past couple years
okay.
I started eating them.
What in the world got you to start trying?
I don't know. I thought, ooh, I like cabbage. So they're just like mini cabbages. So I tried it and I love them.
So you throw them in butter? You throw them in?
No, I have flavored vegetable oils and flavored balsamic vinegars.
Ah,
and I, yeah.
Throw them in. You throw bacon in there, right?
No, I don't put bacon in there.
Oh, well, see, now what's the point?
I just saute them. They're so good.
This makes no
My
sense.
My family hates them.
I'll bet
though.
That's right. I'll bet that's right. All right, so you
okay.
so no Brussels sprouts at the
no.
CD at the dinner. Okay, what are the other what's the other side?
Probably the hash brown casserole they usually have.
Oh, that'll be fine.
Yep, and a green and a salad.
Now you said there were other new things going
yes.
on. Yes, what you gonna gamble or something?
We're gonna have a Chinese raffle.
A Chinese raffle.
Yes.
What in the world is a Chinese raffle?
Well, let me tell you all about it.
Do some splaining, please.
I will. Okay, so I need. Hey, chamber members, I need some donations.
Attention, chamber members,
yes.
please donate. What are you talking
you
about? Money? You're talking about donating
You can
stuff?
Donate an item or you can make a basket, whatever.
Okay.
And for like members who don't have, I mean, they could do anything, really.
Some members don't have products that
Correct.
Are tangible like that.
And so if you would like, you can you can buy chamber bucks
okay.
and you can, you know, donate those.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah. You can use those a lot of different places.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
All over the place.
So what we're going to do is we're going to have those items on tables,
uh-huh.
and then we're going to have like a bucket in front of each item.
Okay.
Okay. So as you enter.
Can I donate a bucket?
No. With filled with stuff, yeah, sure. You can donate a bucket.
Well, I thought maybe you'd want them if I could donate a bucket for
no.
for the canister.
You
want
to buy, you can, sure. I would love that. You can buy all my buckets.
No, I don't want to buy all your buckets.
Okay.
Sounds like you might get a bunch.
Well, I hope.
All right, so you've got these gifts there, these
yes,
items there.
To raffle.
Okay. Is it a raffle or is it an auction?
It's kind of, it's, okay, it's like a silent auction, only it's not.
All right, you're going to have to explain that.
Okay. Well, you have your item and you have a little bucket, okay?
Uh-huh.
But as you enter into the dinner, you have the option to buy tickets for
okay.
this raffle.
Okay.
It's going to be $1 for one ticket
okay.
or $5 for six tickets.
Okay.
Okay.
How about
now,
how many for an arm's length?
I don't know about that. We haven't really
bucks.
Talked about that.
So 20 bucks
could,
for an arm's length or something like that.
We could do that. Okay.
So, yeah, it depends on whose arm.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So you write your name and phone number on it or just your name because
okay.
you'll be there at the dinner. And then you get your tickets and you go to the item. You look at all the items, decide what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put your ticket in the bucket of the items that you want to win.
So you can get, like you said, you can get six tickets for $5.
Correct.
So you can pick more than one
yes.
thing.
And if you, there's one item that you really want, like you just cannot live without, you put all your tickets in there. That way you have a better chance to win.
Otherwise, you throw, if you're throwing just one in there, what if there's an item there that say comes from one of your maybe one of the members of the chamber that you don't like, and it's
chamber members.
Some kind of piece of, all right, I'll say it. It's a piece of crap sitting okay. there. All right, you've got a gift that nobody wants.
Okay, what if there's
somebody
no
throws
tickets?
One ticket in there? They're going to win it, right?
That's exactly right. Okay.
See, now that's kind of what I was making sure. So you can somebody might be able to clean up.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
That would be the one from Southern Wholesale.
Southern Wholesale. Oh, my gosh. It's a blast from the past.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to say anybody that's currently going.
Oh,
all right. So
it'll be it's something different.
This is something new, mm-hmm. huh?
Something new.
At what time? Okay, if the dinner starts at 6:30, what time are you going to have people start showing up to take a look?
We'll open the doors probably about
cocktail
6.
Hour. I guess it's not really cocktail hour.
It's in a church.
At the church, but
correct.
The tea hour.
Tea hour. Ooh, that's a good
tea
idea.
Half hour. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Tea time.
Tea time.
Yeah. So start. If you're opening doors at 6, you're probably going to need to open doors a little earlier.
We'll probably
than that.
Open the doors 5:30.
Well, you got 200 people coming in.
True.
So you got to get, and they've all got to buy
I'll probably
stuff.
Be there at 4:30. Who am I kidding? Or earlier than that.
Can folks buy tickets beforehand? They got to wait till
yes.
they get there. Really?
Wait, dinner tickets.
Okay. I was talking about Chinese raffle
as
tickets.
You, when you come in.
How do folks buy the dinner tickets then?
You need to come to the chamber.
Come to the chamber office.
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So what? How much are the dinner tickets?
$15 each.
Dollars?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great deal.
It is. I mean, you get a great meal. You get entertainment. You get a great speaker. And you get to find out.
What's Dr. J talking about? I heard it's Dr. J. Edgren.
It is.
Have you talked him out of talking about the Packers?
We haven't discussed that. I meet with him tomorrow. We're going to talk about that. But no, hopefully no Packers will be discussed.
What is he going to talk about?
There's a lot going on at Frontier.
Frontier's got a lot of stuff.
Oh, my goodness. It is a great place, and it is changing and expanding, and it's just wonderful.
Talk about baseball diamond. See, that's, you can talk about the baseball diamond, and you can talk about the dorms.
The Bobcat Den and the dorms. I mean, really, it is just, it's changing so much out there.
You working out there today?
Yes, I am.
When do you head out there?
11:30.
Okay, so you could let me know if the German bologna's any good.
I don't like bologna.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carrie had to leave. Carrie's just walked out of the building. She's walked out of the room. She's been escorted by security.
Hey, you don't like Brussels sprouts? I don't like bologna. There you go.
How do you not like bologna? Do you like meat at all?
Well, I like meat, but
you like lunch meat?
I'll eat ham and roast beef. That's about it.
Bologna's just a little greasy or something?
I just don't like it. I'll eat it if it's the only thing.
If you're dying on an island.
But if anything, I'll put potato chips on it.
On a desert island.
I'll have to eat it with potato chips on my sandwich if I'm eating bologna.
Okay, so he's got vegetable soup, though, out there today, too, right?
Yeah, that sounds really good. I need to go out there for lunch.
That's kind of what I was thinking too.
Yep.
All right. We're still back in the meal.
Okay.
How much? You said $15.
Yes. $15.
And what's the entertainment? It's Dr. Edgren.
Dr. Edgren's going to speak, and we'll have Christy. She'll be speaking, and then we'll have our community service award.
Who's going to get the community service award?
No comment.
I'm going to get you.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No comment.
All right. So, and that's already been decided. So yes. At what point do you bring in the relatives of whoever? What part are you bringing my mom and dad? My mom in?
No comment.
It's not me. Don't worry. I know it's not me. But if it was me, what time are you bringing my mom in?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It'll be here in the next week or so. I'll be contacting.
I was going to say, when do you start telling the people? Do they? Because they got to get they've got to get flights information. And, I mean, it'll be tough for my brother to get him from Denver.
I know. Wow. You have a lot of family.
Well, the rest of them are all pretty close.
Okay.
The rest of them were within 2 hours, but the one out Denver's 10 hours away.
Well, no, then you 16. Have Dinah and Edge. Good golly. How are we going to get them over here for that?
Oh, you're not going to get Dinah and Edge in for this.
Oh, come on.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
I know.
See, now you've been working on it. I can tell. She's been working on it. That is the coolest. You know, I got to tell you, I think I'm a little young, but you know, eventually, probably after another, you know, 40 years of service.
I just want to see Dinah and Edge. That's it.
You know, so now do you guys pay for these people to come in?
I'm just joking. No comment.
I'm just kidding. I can't imagine you pay. All right. So, at the dinner, we'll have the Chinese raffle. Will you have the other raffle tickets, the TGIF, available too?
Yes, we'll have TGIF and 50-50 raffle.
Oh, and 50-50 also.
Yes.
So what you're telling me is
go ahead when you come to the dinner.
Go ahead and buy your tickets now, but make sure you cash your check before you go into the go to the dinner. Bring some cash because you can come out the big winner.
That's right.
Are you going to have a drawing that night? You probably not, are you, for the
TGIF? Nope. Only on Fridays.
I see. Now that's too bad. But the 50-50 will be there.
Yes.
How many people are you expecting?
About 200. We usually have about 200 people.
I see. Now that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. The good part is you'll have all those folks. Or I guess you're inviting all the former workers there to Carnaby, huh? Or Christy is?
I guess. I don't know. I haven't really talked to her about that.
You haven't talked to Christy?
I have, but have you not talked about to Christy?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was intrigued whenever I read this. I read the story, or I read Len's story on it. And the committee, whoever that is, ended up doing a lot of work researching on that, didn't they? On Carnaby Square.
We're pretty awesome.
I would agree.
No, Christy. I've been talking to Christy for the past few days, and we've dug up some information.
All right, you got to tell me. What was Christy's reaction whenever you told her that she was the winner? I guess.
Were you the one who... Yeah,
were,
I went over and told her. She's like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah, she was wondering why you're throwing fireworks at her.
And she's like, came outside, what is all that noise above the store? And I, you know, she deserves it. She has worked so hard over the years for that store.
Well, now that is true. I've got Carrie Hulbert here of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We've got a lot of other stuff to talk about. Have we? What else are we going to have to talk about, by the way?
Business cards I need for my chamber members.
Oh, yeah, let's tell that again. Why do you need the business cards?
Okay, I need business cards. What we're going to do is at each place setting, I'm going to have a little bag of candy, and then I'm going to put a business card of my chamber members on each bag of candy.
Oh, okay. So you need like one business card for
each? One business card from each business, yes.
Who gets the bag of candy then? Whoever's on their card?
Yeah, whoever is sitting there will get that bag of candy, but they get that card.
Well, you've got...
It's just a little way of advertising my chamber members.
I know, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm confused on the number of bags of candy.
Oh, well, like from here, I got one from Terry and I got one from you. I'm going to get one from you.
Okay.
So... And, like, if there's, like, Fine Hawkins, I got one from Fine.
Okay,
from Hawkins.
So you're going to get enough business cards for all your bags.
Yeah.
How many bags of candy are you going to have?
200 for 200 places.
Good grief. I didn't realize you'd get that many business cards.
Oh, I'm working on it. Wow. I worked all yesterday morning. I drove around. Yes.
How many do you have now?
Oh, my gosh. Probably 80.
So what you're telling me is if somebody's a business owner or a member of the chamber and you haven't been there yet,
correct.
Go ahead and stop by the chamber office sometime and drop off business cards.
Yep.
I would have thought you'd already had business cards up there.
I do have some, but I need it for, I mean, I have some for my own personal use in a book, but I need, you know, extra for the dinner.
That's a good idea, actually, to have business cards there of some of the chamber members to give out to people anyway, right?
Right. And I always have...
Yeah, brochures anyway, right?
I do. At the chamber, I have a bookcase full of business cards. And I just went to that, too, and got some.
Talking to Carrie Hulbert. She's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. We'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM 104.9. Back after these. You're-
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. The charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest is Carrie Halbert. She's the executive director of the Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. Does a fine job down there, as well as one of the coordinators in charge of the Fairfield Retail Merchants. A lot of folks don't realize that those are two different things.
They're connected.
They are connected, or they're interdependent?
Well, they're separate. Or? I don't know. They're like separate, but together.
But you have two different committees, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, retail merchants, whoever is on the chamber, a member of the chamber, can come to the retail merchants meetings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that. I mean, yeah. You've got retail merchants seems like a little bit more of a...
I have people from
retail-y than some
it
of
is,
the, the,
but
like
if
you've
you
got
want
manufacturers
to,
on the chamber and that kind of thing.
Right. But I also have like a pastor from a church comes to the retail merchants. Andrew Williams comes. He's with Edward Jones.
Sure.
We had 17 people a couple months ago.
That's a full room.
I know. It was very exciting. But you don't have to be in retail to come. If you want to know what's going on, you know, with promotions, then it's a great way to you know, come. You
when
know
do the two different, if I'm an interested merchant, when do the two different groups meet?
Well, the retail merchants meet the first Tuesday of the month.
Okay.
At 8 a.m.
Okay.
At the chamber office.
Okay. And the chamber meets?
The board meets.
Chamber board.
The chamber board meets the third Tuesday after the third Monday.
The full chamber meets next month.
Yes. Right. At our annual dinner meeting.
I got you. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
But, Bruce.
Ma'am?
I'm excited.
Really?
Yes.
What about?
I have 6 new chamber members.
Ladies and gentlemen.
In the past month. I'm pumped. Let me tell you.
This is amazing because last time you were here, you had like half a dozen.
Four.
And then, you had four then?
Uh-huh.
So,
I have 10 altogether this for the year.
So what was your goal for new chamber members on the year?
Well, my goal is one a month.
Oh, see, now that's better. I was going to say if your goal was to actually 12, which would be the same as one a month,
yeah,
you could get two more and then just sit on your can for the rest.
Not going to happen.
Sit there in the chamber office, start smoking cigarettes and drinking beer
and just letting
the day go by.
Nope.
Who are your new chamber members?
Well, Community Care Systems.
Okay, who's that?
They're on the south of town where they help. They go into the homes and help elderly people.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
And they're going to be moving to
a new
facility. Yes.
Where are they moving to?
Well.
Or do we know?
I do know. Do you know where Fair Home Furniture used to be, where AirTex is now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
in that building.
Yeah, the old HR building.
Yes, in that building.
The Human Resources building. AirTex,
yes.
Human
Resources.
Yeah, okay.
Right. Okay.
I did not see. I had seen those signs. Mm-hmm. There were at AirTex, that parking lot. They've got the signs AirTex only. But then you go mm-hmm. on the other side. It's not AirTex signs over there. That must be the community care center.
Yeah, signs. They haven't moved yet. They're working on it.
Oh well, maybe I'm. I didn't look at them that closely.
That's okay. Right. We'll forgive you this once. Prudential Life Advisors, which Short Sledge sells Prudential Life Insurance. Okay. And so he has become a member.
Who is it?
Short Sledge.
Where's he?
He lives in Blueford, but he's based out of Centralia.
Well, I don't understand. Where's the office, I guess?
He's
just going to be selling it in town.
Yes. Oh, I see. He'll come around and reference. Okay. And a big thing, I think a big draw was him becoming a chamber member. It was because if you are a chamber member mm-hmm. and you need a place to meet or have a conference or, something with people, then sure. you can do that in our conference room during regular business hours.
Oh, that's
yes.
good.
Since he doesn't have an office here in Fairfield, he can meet, his prospective clients there at our office.
That's a boon, a benefit advantage of being a member of the chamber. Sure. Short Sledge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Patty's Sheer Magic.
Oh, you got Patty in. Good.
Yes.
She's open on Monday now.
I know. And she has redone her place and it is beautiful.
Really?
Yeah. I was in there yesterday.
See, that's the thing of that month. I was talking to her about that Monday thing. I just thought that was brilliant.
It is. Because there are no other
if she's willing
salons.
To do it. I mean, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Folks aren't willing to. The stylists are so used to not working mm-hmm. on Monday around here.
Right. And Everfound Church.
You're going to help me with this. What's it called?
Everfound Church.
No, I haven't. What's the... Oh, that's the name of the thing.
That is my church. Actually, it's my church.
You didn't laugh at my joke.
No, I did not.
Everfound Church?
Did
well, no.
not.
Actually, no, I haven't. Well, no, I have. Sure, I have.
You need to.
No, I have. I'm a member of a church here in town.
Okay.
Sure, I'm a member.
Everfound is. I'm going to tell you where it is.
This is great. All right. Okay, yeah, please do.
Okay, it is in the old Merriam School.
Oh, I couldn't find that.
Oh, you could too, for pity's sake. Everybody knows where Old Merriam School is.
Okay, so this is the new name of the Orchardville Church.
Yes, it used to be the Fairfield branch of Orchardville Church.
Okay, so
our main pastor passed away, and so we are now our own branch.
Was that Mark?
Mark Schoen, yeah. Yes. He was a great preacher.
How long ago was that?
A year ago.
Did he?
March.
So when did they change the name?
About last April. We became our own church.
Hmm. So you're not affiliated
with
Orchardville
at
all? You're not affiliated with Orchardville anymore at all?
We're not.
No kidding. No, I have no idea who your pastor is.
Really?
I have no idea.
Come on.
I know is I've
you know this guy?
I've been to a funeral at that church. I've been to a funeral like 2 years ago.
Do you know this person?
I don't know. I know a lot of people.
Okay, it's Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I bet you
great pastor.
Yeah, I'll bet you he does a good job.
He does.
So
it's a great church.
So
I love it.
So, they're not in town now. I mean they're out of town. It's just a Fairfield address, so they're still eligible to be in the chamber, I guess.
You don't have to live in town. I have a business that's based out of Evansville and a business based in Mount Vernon.
Well, I guess that's true. We're chamber members here as well as in Albion.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Okay.
Okay, Everfound Church? No. I love that joke. I'm going to use that all the time.
No.
It's
a great church.
I'm sure
I love
it. I'm sure it is. Who else is new?
Wayfair.
Wayfair has not been a member. They
not
probably
since I've
probably
been there.
Used to be.
Maybe used to be.
I think they've won the have they won
I don't know. I don't have that
business
list on
of the
me.
Year sometime.
Not sure. I was pretty excited though to
really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll bet. That's good. Well, that's a big business.
Right.
Who else?
Well, this one is brand new.
We
and
got
has
two
even,
more?
No, one more.
One more. Okay.
Hasn't even
last
opened
one.
Up yet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You have somebody that isn't even open yet.
Right.
Let me think. It's.
You will never guess this in a million years, ever.
Bubba's Big Barbecue Place.
No.
I don't know. What is it?
Brain Training Center.
I talked to that that lady yesterday.
Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Burns.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
She's going to be on the show sometime.
Yeah.
Brain Training Center. Mm-hmm. I need the help.
I do too some days.
What's so tell me about what is that going to be? What
okay.
is the brain training
center? She will explain it much better than I could.
You're not even going to make
it. I don't even
attempt.
Want to try. But it does seem really interesting. And everybody out there, you really need
work
to
on
listen.
Sudoku or something like
listen,
that?
No, you need to listen to
chess.
You. When she's on your show, everybody needs to listen because it sounds really, really
it's
interesting.
It's like 3 or 4 weeks away.
Okay.
So,
and we're having a ribbon cutting ceremony for that business on March 2nd at 4 o'clock. And it's going to be located at Advanced.
That's a Wednesday, right?
Yep. Advanced Healthcare. That's where her business is going to be.
So it's going to be in the Advanced Healthcare mm-hmm. building.
In office. His office, yes.
Okay.
And he is a chamber member as well.
I suspect Steve will probably tell me something about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, we've got him. We got him on the show.
Oh,
well, not
good.
This show. We've got him on the. We talk to him every Wednesday. Well, that is good. You've been very busy.
Yeah.
So
busy.
What's the how do you find these people? Or do they find you? How's it work typically for you to get the new members?
I have packets and I make them up and then I take them. I go around to different businesses and talk to them about being members.
You misunderstand my question.
Okay, sorry.
How do you get the leads, or do you find the leads?
No, I just
where
go out
did
there.
You? But how did you find the business that's not even?
Oh no, no, she did come to me. Kim did come to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I've had one other business come to me that was going to be new in town, that Champion Fitness. They did contact me to be chamber members.
Yeah, Lou Carl, that group.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's going to be a good one too. When is that opening?
Or it's open.
It is open.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know for sure. I didn't know for sure.
It is.
So you ever found church?
I love ever found church. I forever found ever found church.
Oh, so all right. Let's reiterate that. Now you've got 6 new chamber members.
Yes. That's
what,
awesome.
If somebody wants to get into the chamber, who do they need to call?
They
call
need to
you,
call
right?
me at 842-6116.
842-6116.
Mm-hmm.
Or go to
1 to 5.
1 to 5.
Monday through Friday.
Or go to maybe the Facebook and thing or something?
Yeah, you can go to Facebook and contact me through there.
Fairfield, Illinois. Don't make sure you can get in there. Actually, you know, there's a Fairfield in Detroit or something around Detroit. Wayne County, Detroit.
No, it's Fairfield Chamber of Commerce. The profile picture is a chamber buck.
How the chamber buck's done? We've got it.
Good.
Tell me about the TGIF.
Oh
winners.
My goodness, we have 4 winners so far.
Really?
Yes. The first one was you.
I know the one guy was really excited.
You were the first winner.
I was
about
incredibly
died when
excited.
They
yeah,
picked that
I
name.
I just about did too.
Pat Kinchelow
won.
Yep.
She won the big
one. She won 200.
Yeah. Fifth Friday.
Yep. Pam Southard.
Okay.
And Sherry Jungworth.
Sherry Jungworth. So
yes.
Everybody's picked them up? Or
no, Sherry, I need to.
Do I need to go in there and pick them up?
No.
For sure?
But listen, I want to tell you this real quick. I am going to a different business, one of my members, every Friday and having them draw.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, I mean, so you're not drawing?
No, I'm not drawing.
So this is going to be somebody else legally.
Because my kids' names are in there. I can't draw.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That makes sense.
So like Mail Connection Drew, Memories Antique Gallery, Miss Z at the Fairfield Public Schools, and then Patty Shear Magic.
Well, see, now that makes a lot of sense, having somebody else do it.
Right.
That makes everything, everybody knows everything's on the up and up.
Exactly.
And if folks want to buy a ticket, where do they go?
Come
to the chamber office. Will Flo sell them to me if I want to buy it? If
sure.
I show up in the morning?
Sure.
As opposed to the afternoon?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Where's the chamber office?
121 East Main Street.
Sophie's.
Yeah.
See, you know,
if you're an old timer, it's Sophie's.
Will people know it as more as Sophie's than as 121 Southeast First Street or whatever it is?
Southeast First, 121 East Main Street.
See, that's the thing.
No,
I know it
Southeast First, good gravy.
I know it as Sophie's. you're up there at Sophie's.
Across from Memories Antique Gallery, Catty Corner from Dragonfly Yoga.
Okay.
Next door to Mail Connection. There you go. All these are chamber members.
Well, that's good.
Yep.
Sophie's isn't a chamber member anymore?
No.
No.
Not anymore.
Carrie, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Bruce.
Appreciate it. We'll see you next month. Have a great day, folks. Talk to y'all tomorrow.